Bed 4 months. Gary, out of that, but there was one other station in there. Who's the other station? And good morning, Gary. How are you this morning?
Got after a late trip yesterday. I'm actually headed to the shop this morning to see what I got. I got all my stuff done. I was a one-man crew all day yesterday. I didn't get home until after 8 o'clock.
Take the day off, come on up, and you go ahead and test with our group this morning.
I wish I could do that. That'd be nice. But good morning to you out there, and good morning, Gary. How you doing this morning?
Morning, Tom. Yeah, doing real well. Had a nice breakfast this morning. Got some chores done around the house, and yeah, just rolling for test day. We're going to give the students some practice tests first to kind of warm up their brains, and then the West Cars team is coming in. So hopefully, fingers crossed, we'll have some new hams by the end of the morning. KC4M to take it, Whiskey 4 Echo Echo Yankee.
You on the group. Well, I got home and realized that I was a lot tighter than what I thought I was yesterday afternoon and sat down and fell asleep and then woke up and went, ooh, gosh, I got to cook supper or I'm going to be in the doghouse. So I cooked a big old 3.5-pound chuck roast last night and, oh, my goodness, it would fall apart with a fork.
Counter there, a beef stew recipe for the crock pot. That's what I want to make next, but with the class and whatnot, I didn't think it was really the good time, so maybe this weekend I'll make it, and I can make enough of it so I can have some ahead, so I've got stuff you know, to eat during the week upcoming.
Yeah, roger that. I can bring you some chuck roast if you'd like. It's good. I was more worried about seasoning my rub on that chuck, and I did fail with seasoning my veggies, but it's all good. You can always add salt and pepper to potatoes and onions. So, but yeah, I had a friend make some baked spaghetti not before last. So we are not going to be short on food at least through Sunday. We'll be eating leftovers for quite some time. Go ahead there, Kevin.
DVD, yeah. I tell you, man, baked spaghetti, you can't beat that with a broom, man. I mean, that's, you know, that's good. Especially the chuck roast to go along with it. Boy, that'd be a really good meal. I'm going to have to get my wife to cook a 9-course dinner today. But, yeah, I don't know, man. It's, that's some really good food.
Yum, yum. Well, I'm pointing in the southeasterly direction here. Got the sun in my eyes, so trying to avoid that. But at least I got my sunglasses on, so it's not too bad. And let's see what else is going on. This weekend is the big ARRL single sideband DX contest, but I'm not going to be operating in it. I've got some other plans in town, and I don't want to miss those. So, yep, it's all good. I'll do it next year. And let's see, what else is going on? Nothing much new. I'm still waiting for Crucial to deliver solid-state hard drive and some additional memory. In fact, it's probably coming today. To upgrade that other laptop, but it's an i3, so I'm not even sure it's going to work for the purposes we want, but oh well, it was free. Go ahead, Tom.
6-4-M. Roger, roger. You can't beat that price anyway, but, yeah, I decided I was going to skip the contest this weekend also. I weighed on it, and unfortunately, I have a tournament tomorrow, so this is... My chores are not going to end when we finish up today. I have not gotten any baits, any rods or reels ready. The boat's not ready. I've got a bunch of stuff to do this afternoon before the morning comes. So, but I decided that I should go ahead and try to do it, try to make some money versus sitting in the chair and trying to operate radio. So, but it was a hard choice. Go ahead, Kevin.
Dacusville, and the sun has ever been as bright, but at least there was some fog earlier. Fog has been coming and going this morning, but no fog at the moment. Roads are not slippery, which is good. So, and this weekend the weather is supposed to be good, so you should have some good weather, I think, tomorrow, won't you, Tom? Whiskey for Echo Echo Yankee.
For Mike. Roger, roger. They're forecasting in the weather to be good, but I know where the fog went to when it left over there. It's over here. 14, it's just, it's pretty, but it's foggy. You know, we're supposed to have some humongous winds today, and that's what I was saying when I left. It was noted, Tom, you're not wearing a long sleeve shirt. And I went, well, I kind of got roasted in the classroom yesterday, so I'm wearing a T-shirt today. But watch this. We'll get down there, and you can hang meat in there today, and I'll freeze to death. But it's all good. It's all good. And, yeah, Kevin, I was going to ask you about that Gold Wing to see if you'd actually rode it yet. And so you did go ahead and buy it, and that's good to know. When I was younger, I could have handled the Gold Wing, but it's a little bit too much weight for me now with all the rods and screws I've got in the body. I just don't think I could. I don't think I could handle it. But I'll go ahead and pass it right along to you as I'm traveling down Highway 14.
According to my book, that bike weighs 800 and It's 800-some pound dry weight. And that's without the saddlebags and without the trunk being on the back. It just shows the fenders and the back and the flaring on the front. But that thing is heavy. You are right about that. KN4UBG back to W4EEY.
Yeah, roger that, Kevin. Question, I heard you talking to, I think it was David the other day. You mentioned you got the air suspension pumped up, but then you thought there might be a secondary air suspension. Did you ever get that figured out?
Didn't have the time to pull it back up. I need to go on YouTube because the book, I read the owner's manual, and the owner's manual don't tell me nothing. But the sticker right beside that dial, it tells you to have it up on the second kickstand before you pump that up. So I don't know. You know, the Go Wings is made to tow a trailer with. So I don't know if that might be for extra weight or if that's a backup in case if your air compressor on the back goes up. But I will pull that up this afternoon, and I will let you know what that is. Back to you.
Curious, that question was kind of hanging out there, and I kind of wondered what the answer was to that. KZ4M to take it, Whiskey 4 Echo Echo Yankee in the group.
Well, yeah, I would like to have a Go Wing. I couldn't handle one. Lord knows if I was getting a bind with that thing, I'd have to use a phone a friend. So, I'm glad you got it, and I'm glad you think you're going to be happy with it. And yeah, let us know what you find out about the shot. But I figured Gary was going to chime in about the classroom temperature that I was commenting on a minute ago, but it wasn't too bad. I think that was kind of funny that the lady next door comes in to adjust our thermostat yesterday morning. But well, I am struggling to get on to Wade Hampton Boulevard. We've got a huge line of traffic, so yay me. I guess it's going to be this way all the way to St. Francis like it was yesterday. Hopefully it'll clear up down here somewhere. Go ahead there, Kevin.
UBG? Yeah, that's, I'll definitely pull it up and let y'all know exactly what that is. I hear another station come in there. Give me just a second and I'll let you go. And, I'm fixing to be designated here myself, and, just wanted to say top of the morning to y'all out there, and y'all have a good one. And be careful on the road out there, Tom. And you did the same, Gary. And let me know how the turnout turns out today with the classes and all. See how many people we got new out there. But y'all have a good morning. 73 from KN4UBG. And we'll holler at y'all a little later on. Clear on y'all.
Have a great day, and hang in there, and yeah, we'll give you a report. I was encouraged because we had 8 people show up for the first day, and the second day we had 8 people show up. I thought maybe somebody would drop out, but nobody did, so that was good. So hopefully we'll have 8 people show up for a test today. We'll find out. And there was another breaking station. Did not catch the call or whatever, but you were a little noisy. Come on in again, and let's see if we can pull you out. This is Gary, Whiskey 4 Echo Echo Yankee.
All right. This is AC4Q Mobile. This is Phil, Gary. And good morning from Burning Springs. Hope everybody's doing well. Over.
You're perfectly clear and readable now. I don't know what it was before. Maybe it's where I was. But, yeah, fine business. Yeah, we're just rolling along. This is our last day of class at the downtown St. Francis Hospital, the Bon Secours. Hopefully we'll have some new hams by the end of the morning this morning. And with us today is Tom, KZ4M. Go ahead, Tom.
For Mike. Well, good morning, Phil. 73 there, Kevin. I was going to ask Kevin, but now that I've got the the gift horse on the radio. I'm assuming that he was talking about you, Phil, and not the NGU, but correct me if I was wrong there. But glad that you could come in here and join us this morning. Go ahead and take her, Phil.
Okie doke. Okay. I've been in a rush this morning. I had to get some stuff sent out by email before I left. Didn't have time to fix much of anything, so I stopped by good old McDonald's. Got me a biscuit. I preferred Hardee's, but I was half asleep and went right by it. So we're on the way to middle school over here. I got to go to a meeting at 7:45, so I gotta get there and get out of the car and get with it.
Go find business. And was that your garage door that Kevin helped out with? Over.
To me.
I thought he said Bill, though. So I'm not. But and he said Boiling Springs. So I'm not sure who that would be. Tom, go ahead.
There's another Phil in Boiling Springs.
Referring to, we got two Phils in Boiling Springs, so I wasn't sure exactly who he was talking about. That's what I was checking to see if it was you or not. But I'm got my eyes open, trying to figure out where I'm going to grab me a biscuit at this morning. Hopefully, we will not be around long past lunchtime. So I guess I can just get me something to limp me through until then. But I tell you what, once I hit Wade Hampton Boulevard, the fog has cleared up, and it is beautiful down here. Beautiful, all except for all the traffic. Go ahead there, Phil.
There's always traffic. I think I talked to Gary, it was yesterday, but I put my old mic back on, and it was a lot better than that old one. The new one.
New one, yeah. Yeah, I agree. And, yeah, if you wanted to do an element transplant and get the, you know, new mechanics and whatnot, I think that would be a worthwhile thing to do.
That's right. I didn't have time to do that. I had to get my taxes done last night. So I was at our friend's H&R Block, and it came out pretty good, thank goodness.
It's a good thing. Oh yeah, I've got mine semi-organized, but I got to take it to my accountant later this month. So hopefully not too far down the road here. So all right. Well, I'm back in the fog, approaching Whitehorse Road here. So let me concentrate on what's going on. Tom, you go get yourself a biscuit to tide yourself over. Phil, you have a wonderful day and have a good meeting this morning. And we'll listen for you a little bit later. And I'm going to kind of sign and see if I can feel my way through this fog here. AC4Q and KZ4M, here is Whiskey 4 Echo Echo Yankee. I'll be clear on your final. Go ahead, Tom.
You be careful out there in the fog, and hopefully I will see you with a smile in half an hour or so. So just be careful getting in. Whiskey 4 Echo Echo Yankee, Kilo Z 4 Mike.
7-3. Problem too, I got a biscuit. but it isn't a Hardee's biscuit. That, McDonald's has a way to go beat Hardee's. But anyway, catch you later, Gary, AC4Q.
I mean, thinking about food, and I just passed by, and it looks like they've about got the building completed for the new Chili's there in Greer. I can take or leave Chili's, but I'm always a fan of new restaurants coming in. And we've got a couple of good ones, but, man, it could be so much better. So I'm happy to see other ones moving in.
Yep. Yeah, this push talk mic handle is not the best on this mic. I'll have to investigate the changeover. anyway, I'm turning off 9 here to the middle school, so we'll see if I can somehow get a place here where I don't have to walk so far. get in to the... I think I might be able to do it, get into the actual parking spot where the employees park. Let me go ahead and sign. Good talking to you, Tom. Sorry for the gibberish here. AC4Q Mobile.
You get the car parked, and I hope you didn't have to walk too far. 73 is a good day, and I will talk to you a little bit later. AC4Q, KZ4M Mobile, clear and listening.